The leaders of several Buffalo parent groups say state guidelines made it clear that parents, students, and community members had a right to be involved in the district's development of a reopening plan it posted online Friday night. But that's not what they've gotten so far, according to president of the District Parent Coordinating Council, Wendy Mistretta.
We just want to be clear that we have concerns about the process that meaningfully did not include us totally in the development. We did not see the draft and left out students and community members entirely up until this point.
Speaking at a press conference Monday, Mistretta says she and other parent leaders were included in some meetings with district officials in June and July. However, the leaders say they were promised community forums about reopening that did not take place before Friday's deadline to submit a plan to the state. They also say they weren't told that the plan document would be a, quote, working draft until last week, and that the draft included a suggestion for a phased reopening from Superintendent Kreiner Cash that was never discussed with them.
We had a seat at the table, but what good is a seat at the table if no one's listening to you?
Phil Remore is president of the Buffalo Teachers Federation, which called for the removal of district administrators in charge of the reopening process last week. The union and parent leaders are now asking for the district to outline a plan by this Wednesday about how it will engage all stakeholders moving forward. District Chief of Staff Darren Brown Hall says the community will be engaged more throughout August, but would not commit to a specific timeline.
I don't like when people say, we need it by this, we need it by that, by August 5th, do this, do that. What I'm committing to you is, like Dr. Cash said, we are planning on having many groups and meetings to solicit feedback.
The draft plan says the district is leaning toward a hybrid model of in-person and remote instruction. Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to announce whether New York school districts can reopen fully or just partially this week. He also says districts need to do more to address parent safety concerns. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.